Welcome to Wally Show Aftercast. All the things we did not get to during the course of the show today, including a conversation that literally just took place a second ago. Betty Rock has a new friend, Knickknack, and she's texting back and forth, but it involves something that I know something about. So I've been telling her, text her this or text her this.
Yeah.
And then she needed another piece of information from me that I didn't know, but a friend of mine knows. So I'm like, here, let me find out. So I text him. He texts me right back. I text Betty Rock. That's so she can get it. You follow this. It's a little crazy. And Gavin is just amazed by this process.
Yeah, because it takes my best friend probably maybe 2 days to get back to me, and sometimes he just chooses not to respond. So I send I'll have asked a question, and then 2 days later I'm like, I've got to say something new.
Yeah,
I've got something new to say, so I say something new, and I'm like, I guess we're moving past the thing that you didn't respond to.
Oh, really?
And then he'll respond.
Oh, that's frustrating.
So it is. It gets frustrating, but it's been like 7 years, so I'm.
I don't like when people omit things. Like, yeah, I want a sequential order, and I want you to respond to these. But they think,
oh,
it's been 2 days. I don't need to worry about that. But I needed that answer. But no, like, Greg texted me right back, and I'm like, well, it's because he's retired. Like, what's he doing? If he doesn't text me back, it's because he's asleep.
And Knickknack is collecting unemployment right now.
Yeah, so we have loser friends, basically. That's why they can get right back with us.
Oh, and that's sad, too, that you have to remind your best friend to get back with you.
I mean, I'm not.
I think guys are bad about that.
Gavin's
though.
Like, I mean, I never looked at it like that before. But
I'm not emotional about texting, but
I am.
Oh,
well, very
I,
much so.
I knew that.
You know that.
Yeah.
You read into things.
Well, I read into things, and if I text you, I want an answer back, especially work answers. Like, that drives me nuts. If I text you something funny, like a GIF, whatever, like, respond to it or not, I don't care. But, like, if I'm texting you something about work, I it's because I need that information. And
you are the reason I can't keep my phone on Do Not Disturb.
That's exactly it. But Betty Rock, she says she's not like me. I watched her obsess over a text the other day, and she downward spiraled, man. And who was there to pick her up? Who was the voice of reason? This guy.
Coming from experience.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, look, I've been where you've been. I've walked this road.
But what's so great is I also pulled your tactic because the next day I found the reason behind the texting situation and I blamed Wally for it. I said, why do you think so negatively about everybody?
And that's
how
where I just
terrible.
Took on Betty's persona. And I'm like, it's because I'm just simply the worst. Obviously, I have low self-esteem. And so this is why. So it's so good. All right, let's get on to some of the things we didn't get to today. Like, this was an interesting story. I know the Super Bowl was last night and a lot of people talking about it, but I've forgotten this story. There was a guy who played for the Kansas City Chiefs last year after they won, and he's Canadian, and he is a doctor as well. Like, he's the only NFL player that's also a real, like, legit doctor. And so they win the Super Bowl, and he goes back to Canada to fight COVID on the front lines for his country. And so you're thinking, okay, he's going to do a couple months there, then he'll report back to training camp. Yeah. Apparently, he stayed there and missed out on the Super Bowl this year, so he didn't go to the Super Bowl this year with the Chiefs and stayed in Canada performing medicine. Like, that's pretty amazing.
Wow, he should, like, earn the MVP award for something.
What's really crazy about this, though, too, is when you think about it, because doctors have such huge student loans, like, he had to become a football player so he could pay off his doctor's student loan.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, but that's kind of crazy. I'm sure that's a game I bet he's glad he wasn't in. That was just a debacle. They got crushed.
What was the ending score?
31-9?
Yeah, and it felt worse than that.
Yeah.
Like, it felt way worse than that.
Has there ever been a Super Bowl where they had to go in overtime because they kept tying?
Last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah, it was last year. They went into overtime. Mm-hmm. See, I can watch just a few highlights of something, like on SportsCenter or the coverage of something, and make it sound like I know what I'm talking about. Like, I busted factoid out last year. I happened to see that in passing in between Welcome to Platteville and Toddlers and Tierras, Where Are They Now? I was all over the place yesterday, but I sounded for a minute like a man.
But it
does last night.
But it does impress me because I am someone who probably max spends like 10 hours a week looking at sport-related things, and you rally it off. It's
and
pretty good.
I busted out like, oh yeah, Mahomes went 21 for 29, or Brady went 21 for 29 last night, you know, or whatever, like over 201 yards, you know, receptions.
Tell me what happened in Plathville.
Oh my gosh.
That's what's important.
The
I was just kidding. I don't want to know.
The divide in that family, it's a really... uber restrictive sheltered family, this mom and this dad. Ooh. And three of the kids have like rebelled and went out on their own. And one of them at 17. And so it's that family dynamic between them and the younger kids, and they're not allowed to see their siblings now. It's kind of a messy thing. And it's weird because it has faith throughout it. Like the reason they're protecting their kids is they're strong believers, apparently. But it's so strange. It doesn't the girl there's a 16-year-old girl on there named Lydia. She sounds genuine in her faith. Like, when she talks about it, you're like, I believe everything mm-hmm. you're saying. And, like, you're this good kid. The parents, I don't get them. I don't buy most of what they say, you know? And so it's an interesting dynamic in the show. Because one of the guys married this girl who was also homeschooled. They're all homeschooled. And
makes sense.
She... is pushing him to experience more life and pushing a she's pitting his parents and him against each other, basically, and how they raised him. And she does it subtly and quietly, and she's just as manipulative as they were. But she's his wife, so he's letting her do it. So it's an interesting study in humans.
And I think sometimes if you shelter a child too much, it's just going to make them think, what are they sheltering me from?
That's how the 16-year-old girl is, and that's what she was like rebelling against. I wondered that with my own daughter. Like, I definitely went through those processes with her. We purposely sheltered her from things because I'm like, you know what? You got your whole life as an adult to find out things and to, you know, deal with certain stuff. And I wanted to prepare her so she wasn't totally unarmed.
Right.
But I also wanted her to be a kid as long as she could be a kid. Because unfortunately, I think our kids grow up too fast in a lot of ways today. Mm-hmm. You know, and I wanted some of that innocence to be there and some of that wonder and stuff. And so we were talking about this. She came home for my wife's birthday yesterday, and we had a whole conversation watching that show, which is what I like, because we're watching that show and talking about life and, mm-hmm. you know, and talking about, did we shelter you too much, you know, from things? And so it was a good conversation. Mm. Yeah.
In the middle of Tierras and
Toddlers and Tierras, Where Are They Now? Fantastic. What's so sad about that is I can watch the Where Are They Now and I know who they're talking about. Because I watched, Haley loved that show. When she was little, we watched Toddlers.
You always blame it on your wife or your child.
Because
you'll come in, you'll be like, you'll never guess what happened.
I don't watch Toddlers and Tears without them. I mean, so that tells you something. I love my family and I like spending time with them. Although I can't watch My Big Fat Fabulous Life anymore with them. The one with that girl Whitney. I don't know if you've seen that. I
haven't.
So much drama. Oh, you haven't? Oh, you might be the only woman that hasn't seen that. There's so much drama with it, and her friends are ridiculous. And I just, my daughter and my wife like that one. I went in the other room and watched Pitmasters, Barbecue Pitmasters.
Nice.
Yeah.
I did watch more of a, what was it called? Blown Away?
Yes.
The glass
on Netflix
show.
Yeah, it's addictive.
And it's cool because it's like 20-minute episodes, and it's kind of, you know, competition.
Yeah,
and I like that one person's kind of eliminated every episode, but the stuff they make on that show is
super creative. Oh, super. It makes you want a glass blow, doesn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. I'd there's a place in Franklin you could go.
It's expensive.
And how do I know that? Because my wife got me that for a birthday present.
Oh,
once.
Nice.
My wife has done that to me twice, and God bless her. She's always looking for things. Admittedly, like Betty will be like, "You want drones and you want expensive things." So there was a time I mentioned, "Oh, pottery. That's kind of cool. Like I turn stuff with wood. It'd be interesting to see that process." So she got me a pottery class, and I'm there with like four old women, and they're all drinking wine and talking bad about their husbands, and I'm over here just trying to make a bowl and just like leave me alone. I went to four classes and then peaced out. I'm like, I had nothing to show.
These aren't my kind of people.
Yeah, and then she got me a glass blowing class at that place in Franklin because I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. It's a neat thing. And most glass blowers, believe it or not, are men. The women on Blown Away are always trying to do it for women because most glass blowers are men. And it was an interesting thing I was not good at. Another thing I was not good at. Yeah, like I can woodwork and I can use tools and I can woodwork, but the glass blowing and the pottery, I did horrible at both those. Maybe I needed to give them more time. I like to be great at something the first time I do it.
But it does look like something where you could make the most simple like misjudgment on something, and it's completely off center. Yeah. So I get that.
It was it's a great. We need more 20-minute shows on Netflix is what I'm saying. There's so many hour-long shows, and I don't always want to spend an hour watching something. Mm-hmm. But there's times where I'm like for example, I go to bed early because of this dumb job, and so there's times like by the time I get ready, because like it's like 8:40 and I go to bed at 9, and it's like I'd like to watch just like a 20-minute show, and so that's what Blown Away was great for. I could just watch one episode, and then I could go to sleep dreaming of glass mobiles swirling above my head. So we need more 20-minute shows. What are you watching right now, Rock?
What am I watching?
Something about crime, I'm sure.
Oh, I love all the crime. It's terrible.
You should get Discovery Plus then. There's a whole category that's true crime.
Really?
Like, a whole category with just thousands of stuff.
I'm starting to rewatch Parks and Rec for like the fifth time. You
still
know.
Not a bad option.
It's just, I love it. And I'm thinking, I'm going to, and we've talked about this with streaming services. You were talking about now you got to pay $6.99 for Discovery Plus or whatever. Well, now I'd like to get Discovery Plus, but now I want to get Peacock because they have Modern Family, The Office, and Parks and Rec, and it's all streamed there.
All of their NBC stuff.
I canceled my Netflix because I was like, I'm only in it for one show. Yeah. That's it. I need to just let that go.
I had never bought it for that. And then when we were using my brother-in-law's to see one show, and then I started finding more things that I liked, like Blown Away. I'm watching another show called, what was it? Best in Fashion or something like that. Next in Fashion.
It's so painful to say that.
I know. It's another Project Runway type show.
But I've seen the... Yeah. I remember when that came out. Didn't watch it, though.
Yeah, I did. I've watched half a season and still love it. And so, I went ahead and bought a Netflix subscription. Mm. And so I have Netflix, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, and now Discovery Plus. So there's four.
So you have four. And then on top of that,
I have a $100 cable bill.
You have a cable bill.
A Dish TV. And
that's insane.
I'm calling them today because they've gotten out of control. I got to get that down. Like,
and what
that's
do you
ridiculous.
Have it for?
It's funny because I have it for a lot of the shows now that I can find on streaming. I have Hulu because of my daughter as well. So we share a login. But I do like live TV still from time to time. And so... That's the thing, man. Like Fubo TV had local channels.
Here's
that you
what
could
we
watch
need to
live.
Do. Here's what we need to do. I already do YouTube TV.
Yeah. Oh, you do. That's
and
right.
It's live.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Oh.
Yeah, and I pay $65. It's ridiculous.
Well, that would be less. That's a lot less than my Dish TV.
But what I'm saying is, let's go in it together.
I think
we share it. And then y'all can watch it when you want. I can watch it when I want. Mm-hmm. And it has a DVD thingamajigger.
Mm. I have to look into that.
I think with YouTube TV, because I had a friend who did want to try that, and he said that you couldn't share YouTube TV across different like IP addresses.
Oh,
per
really?
Se. Like you could only like it was centrally located.
No, this is ridiculous.
Am I wrong?
Well, you may be.
I hope
right.
I am.
You may be right.
But it
makes me angry because it's like let's put every show you like on separate streaming so that you have to pay separate fees for everything.
Yep.
I pay for Spotify on top of that. I'm getting rid of Netflix, but I'm still paying for it right now. And then I got YouTube TV. I've got a exercise app that I'm not even using.
Yeah,
there's four.
Yeah.
Stop. Then I'm doing Hulu. And then I'm thinking about, so that's five already.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking about taking up two more.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I can't do this.
Yeah, it needs to be all.
We just pay one bill.
Yeah, like whoever solves that and puts it in one place is a genius.
I don't know what to do. Mm. I think I'm going to have to do, I had a friend once tell me that what they do is they take months of like, okay, this month I'm going to pay for this and then cancel it. And then you move
right.
to another one.
That's too much work.
And do that.
Yeah.
But if it's cheaper.
I will say this, that we definitely have, like, this is a problem that we need to fix and address because we have it so bad. When we're like, which of my 10 streaming services do I want to use? I get it. Like, I understand we're just complaining about something that's really not a big deal ultimately. But it is something that I would like to figure out. Because then, I get confused now. I'm like, which network or which service was I watching you know, Rust to Riches on. You know, it's a car building show. I watched that one too.
You just got all the spectrums.
Yeah, and I never know which service I was watching it on.
Am I feeling bougie?
I know.
Or am I feeling Alaskan-y?
That's what I do. That's how I live my life. Lady Rock, what do you got for birthdays?
I've got one.
Okay. Love it.
It's right here. This is from Mike to his wife, Tara, who's turning 27 yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Cool name.
So that was on Saturday. An incredible woman of God and the best mom to our one-year-old. She loves corgis and iced coffee. Who doesn't?
Yeah, corgis have grown on me a lot. Like, you see those little short-legged dogs. They look oddly proportioned. Yeah. And I think, I got a corgi, I'd name it Gavin. Don't ask me why.
I don't want to know. Oh,
I genuinely. Wait.
I got it.
That's
so mean.
I'm sorry. Oddly proportioned. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm trying.
Okay. Moving on to the question. If you were given the money to start your own food truck, what food would you sell and what would you name it?
Oh, okay. I like that.
Doggone.
There you go. Hot dogs. Doggone.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Doggone hot dogs.
I love
dogs.
That.
Yeah, that was perfect.
That was great. Mm. We're done.
And you could have a mascot. Like, you could dress Ellie in a hot dog costume.
That would be so cute. We've seen hot dog costumes at, like, really Ross cute. Or TJ Maxx. Those are cute.
I think I would do maybe, like, Rock Candy and call it, you know,
Betty
based
Rocks
on my name.
Candy?
Yeah, I don't know.
I like that.
And
Rock
do it in all crazy flavors.
Yeah.
Like, even... Like, you know how Jelly Belly does jelly beans in crazy flavors?
Yeah.
Maybe do like butter popcorn or the pickle one, but still have the normal like watermelon, cherry, grape, you know. But
I think ironically, I would go healthy. I'd probably go vegan and call it the Angry Vegan because all vegans are just angry. And so
they're angry because they're hungry.
Because they're hungry. I call it hangry. Yeah. That would be a great name for
something. Hangry?
Call it hangry. And then, like, you just yell at the people and you treat them badly, like the soup Nazi from Seinfeld.
But it's part of
right.
It.
Part of the
yeah, people
and
love
you don't
that
have
stuff.
To have customer service. And
no.
You would get five stars
yes.
by treating people
yes.
like. Crap.
Yeah.
Because it's all in the
You probably
plan.
Get your own TV show out of
yeah.
it, too.
That's a great idea.
I would totally do that. There's a place at Disney World called the Primetime Cafe, and it's like you're supposed to be back in a 50s house, and it's like your mom and your uncle, like all the servers that work there, and they like yell at you, like, put your elbows off the table. Come on. Were you raised in a barn? Like, it's that, but it's fun, and the shtick is good. So hangry, I would,
yeah.
and it wouldn't even matter what I serve.
You know, there's a place somewhere where they put paper hats on you, but they write on the hats like mean things
oh, that's
about
funny.
You.
That'd be a fun game.
Mean.
Like you have to say what the waiter wrote on your hat.
Right.
Like below average intelligence, and like everyone has to guess what's on your hat or corgi legs. You know?
So funny.
So good. All right. Well, with that, we're going to let that be the insult that takes us out. And that is going to be our aftercast for today. And as always, thanks for being a potty.